It's my greatest dream come true. Welcome to the Hotel Hell. Check-in time is now. Check-out time is never. Hell convention in town.
The Doom Slayer.
What's up? This is Casual and I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
Yeah, unfortunately, Chris is not here. Scott is not here.
They gone.
Our guest is not here. Apparently, if you touch each other, you can get a virus and die or something. I'm not sure what it is, but...
But Chris did leave us with a present of that intro.
Yeah, yeah. And well done, Chris. We appreciate that very... That was actually really good. I'm like, damn it. Why aren't you here to do this? Yeah. I also realized that last Wednesday, right after we ended the show, was when the NBA canceled. When the NBA canceled. It's pretty much when all this started, where we are now. So we went from the NBA canceling to can't do anything. Everything's canceled except for Target and Walmart.
For now.
That's the only thing you can do. It's pretty crazy here in all over the U.S. I was going to say in Texas, but pretty sure it's happening everywhere. San Francisco's got it worse than us. So does
New York.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. New York and Italy and... Yeah, this is kind of a weird time to be alive.
Move to the country.
Yeah.
There's still time.
It's not a bad idea. We go, your sister still lives out there, right?
Yeah.
Can they support all of us?
They probably could. We would have to find a food source, though. That's the problem.
Right.
Ugh. We'd all have to buy a bunch of cows.
Ooh. Yeah. I could plant a garden, I guess. Well, we'd just get Jay to do it.
We got 10 acres, so there's room for cows and corn.
Hell yeah. You can... live off corn for a little while. Well, back in the... Well, they all died young. I always like when you think, oh, back in the old days, they used to live off, you know, grain. And, yeah, they all died when they were 30.
Right. But that's also because of smallpox.
Dysentery. Dysentery.
Dysentery. You died.
What is this first beer you've brought us?
So I have a coworker that took a vacation... slash PTO to Chicago, and he brought me back some Surly Abrasive Double IPA from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It is
okay.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's got the burn in there because it is a little old.
It is a little old. It was canned on December the 3rd, so it's over 3 months. So that's kind of probably past its prime, especially since it's a double. But you can tell that it was a nice IPA at one point. And if you look on Untappd, it has like 4.24 after like 43,000 people have reviewed this. So
I like those odds.
But yeah, like on the nose, you're like, that's super sweet.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I'm down with this. I would absolutely give them another shot, especially if I could find a younger can. Oh, man, I don't know how podcasts do this right now. Like, I just clicked to look at some of the news, and it's just...
It's just coronavirus and Tom Brady.
Well, the thing on Yahoo, the first thing says, research finds babies are especially vulnerable. A study of more than 2,000 children with the virus in China found that babies, especially under 5, were subject to whatever. I'm like, oh, man. Anyways, I'm like, I probably need to do more research on that. And then corona stealth spreaders, where are they?
Those are the asymptomatic people.
God bless. And I know everybody's like, we didn't want to listen to you guys talk about this.
There will be lots of chances later.
Hey, Dana Carvey, I think that is. I'm going to close that because you're not supposed to do that. Anyways, yeah, I don't know, Rody. I'm just not into any of this business. But that's all that there is to talk about because, like, all of our Marvel stuff has been pushed back. Fast and Furious has been pushed back. Now movies are releasing, like we talked about earlier, that they're dropping the brand new Vin Diesel movie is going to be on video on demand this weekend.
Right.
Frozen came out. Did y'all watch that?
We did. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good the first one, but it was good.
Yeah, I didn't get to finish it yet.
We forced her. We watched it on a Sunday. We watched half of it, and then she took a nap, and then when she woke up, we fed her and watched the second half.
Nice. I mean, I'm definitely into it and want to finish it. I don't know what I was doing. Oh, we actually started Breaking Bad for the first time ever. We started it.
Really?
Yeah, I think Thursday or Friday, and man, that show's hard to turn off.
Yeah, it's kind of a roller coaster.
Yes, we are season 2:10, I think. 2-10, 2:11.
Okay.
Yeah. It is amazing, and I should have got on it a long time ago. I know y'all are all making fun of me, but it's good. I like it a lot. I don't know how a week to week it would have pissed me off like Sons of Anarchy did. Can't imagine waiting.
Oh, yeah, no. It's very nice to be able to binge that whole thing.
Yes. I guess you've already seen it all, right, a long time ago?
Yeah.
I am slow to the grind on this one, but no, it is fantastic. And I cannot believe how good of an actor Brian... Well, I can, because I've seen him in other stuff. But Brian Cranston, you were amazing, sir. Yeah,
Power Rangers.
Where he got his start. From Malcolm in the Middle, Crazy Dad. But Walt has some similar characteristics to him, so...
That's true.
It's fine. And I'm trying to think. He's been in a couple other things, but... I like it. So we're watching that.
The new Sonic movie.
That is coming out... quicker too, I believe. No. Sorry. It just beat... How the hell this happened? It beat Detective Pikachu. It is now the number one grossing video game movie of all times.
What?
Yeah, how did Sonic beat Pokemon?
That's a good question.
I'm starting to wonder if the Japanese... if the population that really loves Pokemon hated that movie. It's like, did they not like it? I thought it was good. Did you... You watched it, right?
Yeah, we watched it. We thought it was good.
Yeah. So I'm kind of confused. But yeah, Sonic, number one video game movie, even over Super Mario Brothers. John Leguizamo is Luigi. That's a great movie. It's really not.
Whew. Everyone loves it.
Double Dragon, you remember that one? Whew. They put the little half coins together and they're like,
wah! Yep, Street Fighter.
Ooh, Jean-Claude Van Damme. You know, the first Mortal Kombat... Although now is not very good. Back then it was all right.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
You didn't really get to watch Scorpion and Sub-Zero do anything, but the little thing came alive out of his hand and like that was kind of stupid. It was like Sam Raimi, what he did to Dr. Octopus's tentacles all... Look, they have personality. I'm like, why? They're tentacles. Why do you need to try to make me scared of them? Ugh, ugh. It's the only thing I don't like about Spider-Man 2, Chris. That's for you, buddy. It's the only thing, well, in the non-organic, the organic webbing, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, all the Marvel stuff is on pause, which sucks. And they're about to delay Black Widow. I don't know if they have yet.
Oh, really?
They're about to. Yeah. So they're talking about that is going to cause a, you know, it's going to ruffle some feathers because they have a Disney Marvel, they have a plan. They don't want people to... not be able to see Black Widow before they watch The Winter Soldier and, you know, blah, so on, so forth.
Right.
It all ties together. So it's creating, they have a problem is what they have on their hands. I'm not sure what they're going to do. So if you're into Marvel like we are, you might not get anything. Either that or they'll wait and like put it all out in 2 months. Bam, here's everything.
Right.
It's like build a backlog. Well, we can't because we can't film because... people are getting sick, like Tom Hanks, while he's filming an Elvis movie.
Yep. But no one wanted to see that anyway, so it's fine.
He's actually doing better, so it's another one of those. I don't think he had it. He said...
Well, yeah, he has money, so...
He said he never had a fever. He just had some achies. I don't know what he called it. He said, I'll just go lay down and take a nap.
I hope he said achies.
It was something like that. I'm not even joking. Might have been the blahs or something.
I think it was the blahs.
But, now here's another... article that says the CDC says coronavirus poses serious risk for younger people. Oh dear God. Utah was rocked by an earthquake that took down the coronavirus hotline.
What?
They tied an earthquake back to the coronavirus there, didn't they? Good job, guys.
Cool. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, I go to entertainment and even the entertainment is all, it's kind of, damn, it was impossible for me to build an outline. Friends reunion. I still don't know how I feel about that, but the Friends reunion special is delayed due to the coronavirus concerns. Damn, but pushed. Oh, it's still on track for the HBO Max launch. So they must not be, it must be like a roundtable thing.
Oh yeah, that's dumb.
And did you see the video? Did you watch the wrestling video that I sent everybody?
I didn't, but I heard they didn't without any fans. I bet that was awful.
The weirdest thing. I'm actually going to see if I can pull up a clip peacefully. Oh my gosh, dude. Like, it was weird to watch.
With no reaction?
It didn't feel like wrestling. Like, it felt like Shakespearean type acting. You know, because in a play, you can't make noises.
Yeah, and they were just, their voices were louder than they should have been.
Well, it's weird. You know?
They were projecting their voices.
If I can find it, which I'm, of course, no, Kanye West. Yeah, dude, this is crazy. I'm going to play a little
clip. Yeah, no one replied to my Kathy Bates meme.
It's because she scares the shit out of me.
You said you were officially at home forever, so.
So here we go. Here's a little bit of this John Cena.
Does no one ever say.
Keep in mind, folks, this is live on TV.
It's because they know who I am. If I fail, I put the blame on no one else but myself.
He's got the microphone just like normal.
I overcome and I get my ass back in the fight. We got way too many WWE superstars around here that'll tell you they've wanted to do this their whole entire life. But when the demand...
Here you go.
Imagine
this guy.
What it must be like to be John Cena for just one day. But you do have me all wrong, John. You see, I'm not sick. You are.
So, like, serious.
I know why you came here, John. And I know why you can't say no. You don't really think we think that you care about the future, do we? I mean, John Cena cares about John Cena, right? Yeah. And it doesn't matter who he has to smash or bury along the way, as long as he...
It's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, that's weird.
It's not. It's like they're really acting, though. It's like, oh, I owe you guys some props. And there was a... Oh, yeah. This is so crazy. Here's a match. This is a match with no audience.
Corbin goes right after Jeff Hardy. But Hunter, this is great strategy by Corbin.
It is great strategy. Elias missed the day at the Performance Center on ringing the bell and what it actually
the announcers
signifies.
Are still doing that thing.
Okay. It's why he doesn't understand the techniques of Baron Corbin.
Corbin was just yelling at you.
Triple H is doing commentary.
Trying to teach me about the days of the PC and things like that.
Oh! It's so weird.
Corbin, he comes out here. He says I'm ridiculous.
Like, I wonder how hard it was for them to get all psyched up about this, you know?
How old is Jeff Hardy?
A long time. This arena right now with no fans in it wouldn't have worked for her. Everything that she did was about them.
It's so nuts, dude. I don't know why. I'm kind of fascinated by it. It's weird to me. I mean... It's weird to me because we've seen a lot of things. We have. We've seen the cell phones. We've seen go to touch screens. We've seen everything, and our generation just keeps getting more and more weird stuff. Like, I never in a million years would have thought, oh, I could watch a sporting event with no fans.
Right.
And there it is. And the you know, there's rumors that I don't know if – I don't really – I don't want to say I don't care, but I don't know if WrestleMania has been canceled yet or not. I'm not going to Google it because – It ain't worth a good, it's not worth
right,
it.
Right, no one really cares.
Yeah, but
except,
I don't...
Except for Art.
Blake.
And Blake. And,
yeah, I mean, I don't hate it or anything. I couldn't spend $70 on a wrestling pay-per-view. I did once when I was a kid, SummerSlam, and I was so mad because it still ended like all of them do, you know, where it cuts off and you don't know what happens afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I paid for this. Plus, I think it ended in a draw or something.
Of course it did.
I was like, God damn it. But yeah, this is weird, and we get to see, you know, we're seeing stuff that you never in a million years would have thought you would see. Someone was sharing pictures of Austin today, and it, nothing.
Really?
It's so creepy.
I did like the meme that Scott sent us, the Ridgemar Mall one. This is Ridgemar Mall before the coronavirus, and this is Ridgemar Mall during the coronavirus.
It's the exact same.
Yep, nobody there.
Weird. Yeah, I can't remember what I was listening to, but... Somebody made a joke about, I don't care how, what was it? Some stupid company, you know, like, well, just your glass company. I don't care how you're dealing with the coronavirus.
So you got a picture by Jared Maranto on there?
Yeah.
That steak looks way overdone.
Oh, take that, Jared. I can't remember. I can't remember, but it was a comedy show, but he was like, I don't care. Because I got an email from Topgolf telling me that they took my health very seriously.
Jeez.
They're keeping it clean for me. Keeping it clean. Uh-oh, Netflix is adding party mode where we can watch movies together, Rodney.
Ooh.
And chat with AOL. That,
What? That's still a thing?
Mixing an AOL chat room with streaming services. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Harvey Weinstein sent to prison near Buffalo. Katy Perry, baby bump. Goddamn, this is all boring. Technology. No, I don't know, man. This is just weird. It's weird that Chris isn't here, which I guess we didn't really. That also has to do with the virus.
Right.
Same with David. David and Amanda are going to be on the show here in the near future to talk about their podcast. Entrepreneur, which I think we've mentioned it before.
Yeah, it's a daily podcast about Parks and Rec.
Yeah, we should call it an episodic storytelling, like autobiography of New Maine. How they built it and how it crumbled, like the fall of the Empire of Troy. Similar to that. Yeah.
David playing Brad Pitt.
Oh, that would be... Yeah, I guess he could be Achilles. And that would make Amanda Helen.
Yep.
Although Helen and Achilles don't end up together. Helen ends up with Paris. So I guess David...
No one likes.
I guess David would have to be Paris, which is Hector's brother.
This is getting really complicated.
I know my Greek.
So who's AJ then?
He could be one. No, because Achilles fought. Achilles is the one that comes and takes over Troy. So Achilles and the evil ass Romans or Greeks, that would be his landlord, obviously.
Wow, that's true.
So that would make maybe since AJ, unless AJ gets another brewing job, I'm speaking way out of turn. If he doesn't get another brewing job, and so his brewery career was killed, so he could be Hector, killed by Achilles.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Yeah. Like, your career is dead. I hope David takes all this. Wow. Thanks, guys. Oh, man. Anyways. Yeah, so they're going to be on to talk about it, and then I don't know what we're doing. We told y'all we're going to have a bunch of guests, but we don't really know right now. Division, they're still open, I think. Or did they move? Yeah, they're still open. I guess Arlington hasn't moved to, hey, you can't be open yet.
Yeah, I don't know. They're doing a lot of beer to go stuff, so we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to push for that yet or not. Me and Rody need to talk about it, I guess. But we are trying to be careful, you know. And the worst part about this is, yeah, so what? It won't hurt you. But apparently it could hurt mine and Rody's kids, or it could hurt someone else's kids, or, you know, maybe we don't know. Someone has a lung condition they haven't told anybody, and it hurts them. Or our families, like, it hit me. Like, I don't know. I kept thinking, I don't care about this. And then one day it just came to me that, it, you know, my dad, my mom, I was like, whoa, dude. You could be carrying it and be like, give it to your mom and then bye-bye. But I digress. It's definitely something that you have to think about, I guess. It's weird. Yeah, I am locked in my office now. I have to work from home, which is I've never done that. I mean, I've had a day or two here or there, but it is the weirdest thing ever to not set an alarm, to roll out of bed, try to put on clothes, take a shower, and I'm in the office, close and lock the door. It's the weirdest thing, which I guess you've done some of that too with your scheduling and whatnot. But have you ever spent a whole day at home on the laptop working?
No.
Yeah. It's definitely different. And then I come out and I'm like, ooh, lunchtime. And then I just go to the fridge and then I come back. It's like, what the, you know, cause normally though I'd be like, hey, I'm going to go eat somewhere. And it's like, well, no, you can't.
Right. I'm going to go get my steps in. Now I'm just going to sit down again.
Yeah. I'm afraid to walk the neighborhood and cough cause somebody might shoot me. Ah, he's coughing. Kill him.
Don't worry about it. The neighborhood kids are all out right now.
True. Just cough. Coughing's a bad joke. It's not funny. But yeah, it's weird. Weird, weird, weird. Roll out of bed, go to work, in my office, staring at my pops. And then my friend Blake that we've talked about many a times, he's also in the same situation. I think anybody that has like a real desk job is stuck in the same situation. They don't want us to congregate with our coworkers and pass on the virus to each other.
Yeah, there's talk about Lisa working from home soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She doesn't even have a... Does she have a laptop?
She could use mine.
Okay. I was about to say, that's a company that's going to spend some money to get everybody out of the office.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we don't have laptops. Ah, it's okay. Spend $3,000. Get out. get out of here. And ours started as one day. It was so funny. It was like, all right, we're going to test this for a couple days, see how everything goes. Day two, or by the end of day one or day two, it was like, this is now indefinite.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool beans. And then, of course, all of our friends and family, which, you know, I'm calling like Michael Harbor family, but they're all in the brew business. And I mean, even David was. And it's like, I'm worried about all those guys.
Yeah.
No patrons. There's no drunk people up there spending all their money. No one's spending all their paychecks. So they're having to focus on this to-go stuff, which is good, I guess. And, you know, speak from other friends' perspectives. Go buy gift cards. Go buy beer. Go buy food to go. Do that. What's the second beer you got?
It's called Daisy Cutter. It's from Half Acre Brewing in Chicago. It's a pale ale. I had a conversation with this guy that went up there, and I told him I don't like pale ales for the most part, and he's like, we'll try this one. I still don't like pale ales.
Like, to me, a pale ale is kind of a hopped-up lager. I know that's not the correct definition, but that's what I feel about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad, but I still feel like it's a watered-down IPA.
It makes sense. Let's see. Let's give it a shot.
There's been very few pale ales that I'm like, yeah, I would drink the shit out of that.
This definitely smells like a grassy knoll. Oh, wow. Yep, that's kind of boring. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
And it's probably 3.5% because most pale ales are wussies.
No, it's like 5-something, I think.
Boop. Balmoral, I guess. Is that Lincoln? Balmoral Lincoln? Brewed and canned by Half Acre Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. They're brand new, or they just got this thing copyrighted in 2019. Chicago, Illinois, government warning. Yeah, 5.2 ABV, Half Acre. So an interesting logo. Looks like a owl, kind of. Daisy Cutter, celebrating 10 years, but they just got the copyright in 2019. Go figure.
I mean, I would drink it, but it's not what I would reach for.
No. Kind of boring. Like I said, they taste like hopped up lagers to me most of the time. And I just do not love lagers. Which sucks, because I would do better with lower ABVs when I could drink more than one.
Right?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Was there a spill, or are we good?
No, it was empty.
Yay. This time.
I'm not Caitlin.
Oh, man. Yep. I'm with you. I'm fine with it. I don't hate it.
I could take it or leave it. Someone gave it to me. I'm going to drink it.
Right. Need some more stuff to come out. Yeah, I mean, the news, it's so boring. And there wasn't any real good music that came out. But I'm trying to think musically, man. Just listening to the same old stuff. Don't want to listen to that thing I played for you earlier. Oh, man. I don't. Hey, there's my music library. All there remains. I can't. Yeah, there was nothing. Trying to think, this week it was still Norma Jean, Killswitch, same old thing. Yeah, I don't get to go to a Killswitch concert. That stung.
Yeah, like, it's funny because Google Home got an update, so you'll say, hey, play this, and like, hey, did you know they're playing in Dallas and so and so, and I'm like, probably not now.
Joke's on you.
You wrong.
Oh, shit. Sorry, excuse me. POD's playing right now in the Colony. I bet that was canceled.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening at all.
Damn, look at all these shows that are going to be canceled. Killswitch on Friday. Wednesday today was POD. The Devil Wears Prada next Wednesday, canceled. Thy Art is Murder. Those dudes are pretty hard. Issues, The Bomb Factory. That's tomorrow. That's canceled. Cane Hill, Hunt the Dinosaur. Hunt the Dinosaur. Yep, this is what we're doing right now. We're about to learn if we like Hunt the Dinosaur.
Love it.
What?
This is super weird.
Okay.
I like the breakdown.
Hunt the Dinosaur. Welcome to the...
Is that Dankosaurus or is that Darkosaurus? What's the album?
Dankosaurus, yeah. Dank.
Cool. Sue Them, Cedar Creek.
Yep. Do it, do it. Ooh, Cirque du Soleil.
Ooh, Cold's playing.
Yeah, that. So I was actually considering that one too, which sucks. I told you, like, I don't know why I just really got into this album. I shouldn't have. There's nothing, anything about this that's upbeat or I can't even like, this isn't even worth trying to. Just like, this is my isolation song. I know that when I first kind of sort of reviewed this record, I only listened to it once. I'm going to go back and tell everybody I really like it. I think you should give it another shot. It definitely works. Yeah, look at the plays on this thing. 23 times I've played Snowblind. Apparently that's my jam. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and for some reason, this last track, they let, I think, the guitar player sing. And it's like, it's really good. Of course, I like just piano and vocals. Anyways, but everybody that knows me knows I'm sappy and weak and all that kind of stuff. So.
And then they told the lead singer he can just leave and we got this.
Right, yeah. He does the backing vocals and maybe he plays the piano live. I don't know. Probably talking out of turn, trashing you, Scooter, and I don't even know what I'm talking about. Yeah, nothing musically, and the whole world's on pause, I bet. And if I had a record ready to go, I'd put it out like right now. Hey, you're sitting at home playing Xbox. Bam, here's this thing. That is one of the industries that's booming, is the alcohol industry and the gaming industry. They're booming right now.
Imagine that.
Yep. The something, I was like, it said that, shit. Either PlayStation or Xbox did record numbers. I don't know. PlayStation put out the specs for the new machine, which I'm not going to lie, I kind of know, but really don't know what it's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weaker than the new Xbox. But again, I bring up we're at 4K right now. The human eye can't see much further past that. It's like, okay.
What do you mean? I want 24K.
Right? I'm like, okay. So my Xbox puts out more than you can see. Okay, cool. And they were talking about all the features, like no more load times at all. And like you could exit a game, go do something, and then come back into the game right away. And I'm just like, I don't need that. When I sit down to play a game, I mean, it'd be nice that I have loads, but when I sit down to play a game, I'm not backing out of the game to go check YouTube for something.
Right.
And I think the Xbox's whole thing is trying to make the Xbox a desktop that you can use.
Oh, really?
In your living room, yeah. Essentially. Maybe they're going to add apps to it this time, and you can have Chrome on your thing. But I don't care. They won't have Spider-Man 2.
That's true.
And they won't have God of War unless something changed. I don't know. Maybe. No. The PlayStation still has the better game exclusives, but we'll see. We will see. I'm excited about it. And I did see that the PlayStation's going to have a 4K Blu-ray, which means finally, after... I think I bought my first one was Deadpool 1, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When did that Blu-ray drop? Like 2016 or 17?
Something like that.
Yeah. And I've never been able to play them. I have like 20 of them right now. 24K Blu-rays. Never got to use them. So I will finally get to put one in. It'll probably be in game and I'll watch it in all of the glory that it was meant to be watched in.
Yep.
Pretty excited. And I'll have to replace all the HDMI cables. Oh, sorry, not compatible with this device. Because that's where we are. But yeah, I'm excited about it. I know you don't get to play games anymore, so you don't get to be excited.
Right.
Chris would be excited.
Well, once we get done with the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you get to set your game room up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can finally play that game.
Yeah, we're supposedly going to put in the windows on Sunday, barring any unforeseen catastrophes.
Hmm. Yeah. Can you do that if it's raining? Like, it's rained every day here for the last month, folks.
It depends on if it's actively like pouring down.
Hmm. Okay. But yeah, so you got to knock the other ones out and then put the new ones in.
Mm-hmm.
Noise. Or is Jay coming? Because he is the man.
He is.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know where I'm at on that yet because I just don't know. I was like, yeah, I want to go. And I thought it was Saturday for some reason. Did you change it?
It's Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, like Jesse and...
But it's only for... We like really only need more people just to move the window.
Oh.
Like, breaking it down and stuff. Like me and Jay can do that. It's the... We need people to move the window in the spot so we can screw it in. And once it's screwed in... We're good.
Okay. So it's not too much manly labor.
No. And I mean, the windows are 6 feet away from where they're going in, so.
Yeah, I don't like to do all that.
Right.
Work. No, I'm fine with it. I'm having to do more and more of it every day.
Yep. The pleasures of owning a house.
Yeah, never buy a home, folks. God damn it. Memes are the worst. This is a... Anthony from... No. It's Paul Rudd from Ant-Man, but I cannot remember his crazy name. But his crazy partner. And it says, how's 2020 so far? Kobe died. Australia was on fire. Coronavirus 19 shut down the whole country, but we got 420 all month in April. Oh, that's true. Just thought of that. Good call. That was a weed meme. 420 all month. Anyways. Yeah, I don't... Oh, man. It has been a weird... It has been a terrible year. What do you think?
Yeah, for being 3 months in, it's pretty bad so far.
And I still wonder... This. I know we're dragging it out, and I understand the curve thing, but I'm just like, hope is the right decision. Hope it is, because the economy is going to burn really bad. We're all going to be hungry pretty soon. People getting fired, laid off, and all that business, and here we are sitting and doing a podcast. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's been a weird, very, very weird world. I saw the other day somebody did something that I would have done. Their concert got canceled, so they just put it out live on Facebook. I was like, why don't more people do that?
Nice.
Of course, Jesse from Killswitch. The band that I was supposed to go see, he is a conspirator, and he was very upset that the concert was canceled and kind of called everything BS. It's fine. Come to the concert. You'll be fine.
Getting me sick.
The government manufactured disease.
That's true.
But I don't know. I really don't know what to do with all that business. I know it's been slow. And I know it's been boring, but, and when you have a toddler at home, as you know, Rhodey, it is a lot more fun.
Right.
Because that dude wants to leave. He is crazy.
Yeah, they haven't shut down our daycare yet.
That's good. Yeah. We're
waiting on that.
Once that happens, we're all in trouble, I think. That was my biggest fear, man. Like, what do you do when you have people that can't stay home and take care of a kid? People that don't have support blankets, people that... Husband works at McDonald's and the wife works at Taco Bell, or, you know, people that aren't super successful. What happens to them? It's like, oh, well, your daycare's closed. Well, I can't go to work. It's like, oh, well, you can't pay rent. Don't worry. Trump's going to send you $1,000.
Right. It won't pay rent. So it's fine.
Yeah. And that's another thing. I'm like, it's supposed to be a stimulus check for the economy, correct? Yeah.
Sure.
Everybody's going to use that to pay their rent and electricity bill. They're not going to use it to put it back in the economy and get things going. Plus, how can you stimulate the economy when it's closed?
That's true.
What are you going to do with that? It's like
Amazon.
Even Macy's and stuff is closed. Like, I got Hot Topic and all the pop places. They're all closed. I'm like, what the hell? I get it. I don't have to like it, but I get it. Right? That's correct.
Yes.
All right. So we're drinking this beer, this Ryan's. Is that the name of the brewery?
Yeah, Pub Ryan's.
Okay, Pub Ryan's limited release, number 4 sour project. It is a peach sour made with Colorado hops, mops. That looks like an M. Colorado mops, malts, and peaches. I know it's an H, but it does look like an M.
That would be super weird. Yeah, that does. That's a super weird font.
Yep, that the bar on that H is like way up there.
Hmm.
But anyways, so I would assume that, you know, if it's Colorado mops, it's after they mop the floor, they throw it in the wart with everything else. But what do you think?
It's all right. You know I do love my sours.
Sometimes. Sometimes you do, right?
Sure.
Just not today, I guess.
Yeah.
Is it pretty sour, I guess? By the
No, it's more tart than it is sour.
And peaches, oh. Well, that doesn't smell like peaches. In fact, I don't know what that smells like.
Do you want me to give the description that's on the internet?
Why not? Go for it.
They were talking about it being more peanut buttery.
Okay, the like smell?
Peanut butter and peaches.
Peanut butter and peaches. Ugh.
Well, which would be a huge, like a weird combination.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of gross, if I do say so myself. Not something I would ever eat. What? I don't know. I don't really love this. I don't even know if I would buy it again.
Cool. You got a second can, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Caitlin. It's so good. Trust me. You'll love it. Yeah, I don't know. It's number four, select.
Yeah, that's what I do to Lisa. I get a bunch of beer that I don't like. I'm like, hey, you'll like this.
Then she opens it up.
Yeah, like, what was that? The fruity tang from Noble Ray. I was like, I don't like this at all. It's super sour. I'm like, hey, Lisa, you like sours? You'll love this. She'll like, get me a beer. Okay.
And then she liked it.
And she drank part of it.
Just part of it? Not all of it? Come on.
It's really sour.
That's. I got a bigger drink that time instead of a sip. It was a little better.
It's all right. It's yeah. It's not awful, but it's.
It's probably 3.5%. And 4.7. Canned and brewed in Dillon, Colorado. They actually had to cancel that beer drop thing today. So they don't have a phone number to call them. The email they give you is just a customer service generic email. And the only way to cancel your account is to go through this generic email.
Nice.
It's like, mother, I always got so mad. Plus, I used the gift certificate and didn't think that I signed up, but apparently I did.
Mm.
And I'm like, no offense, guys, but $5 for a 12-ounce can of beer. I know that it doesn't seem that bad, especially when you go to a bar, but it's just a lot to me. It's like $30 for a six-pack. To me, it was like, ooh, that's outrageous.
Right.
I just can't do it. Even if you are sending me stuff from Colorado, I'm going to use air quotes, that you can't buy in stores. But I'm also thinking to myself, I'm wondering if they're I don't know. It's all on Untapped, so they can't just be relabeling it. Maybe they are. I don't know. It's like, how many weird limited breweries are over there? Probably a lot. You would know better than I do.
There's quite a few.
Unlimited resources to
choose from.
Well, just to make sure you don't get the same beers every time. And that was the other thing I was afraid of. They'd probably send you the same beers. Oh, we haven't changed yet. We change every 3 months. It's like, okay, well, thanks for the warning on that.
Right.
I'm excited about it. But anyways, overall, I mean, it's worth a shot. And if you're fine with $5 a can, it is absolutely worth it. The beer came in great condition. No cans were dented. It was all packaged nicely. And the worst part is, in Texas, someone has to sign for it because it's 21 and up. Someone, an adult, actually has to sign for it. So you can't just get it dropped off at your house. You have to send it to somewhere where you can sign for it. And I had to send it to a Walgreens. And if you know me, you know that I hate that place. Every time I walk into a Walgreens, I felt really dirty.
Right. Even more now, so.
Yeah, it's like, don't touch anything. Final Fantasy VII Remake is going to be delayed. Why not just say, the world is on pause right now. Just hit the pause button with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad said it best, you know, pause mortgages, pause rent, pause electricity, pause it all. Pause everything. Even that beautiful sound. Pause it. And then everything will be all right in a month.
Right.
But nope. Nope.
Nope. Everyone got to make their money.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're going to be evicted because you can't pay rent, but you got laid off because you can't have customers at your job because of a virus. So, whatever. whatever.
It all makes sense.
But yeah, I think everything just needs to be paused. We just need to assume, too, that anything that was going to happen within the last 2 to 3 months, or in the next 2 to 3 months, it's not going to happen. I was sitting there waiting for that concert to get canceled, and then I was so sad. Me and Dirk were going back and forth. It's like, Dirk's like, let's go, screw it. And then finally, they just pulled the plug on the entire tour. It's like, well, I guess we're not going, buddy. But yeah, there you go. Best gaming buys to help pass the time. Xbox Game Pass now includes a whole bunch of things. Like, they're all smart. They're jumping on it. Jumping on it. PlayStation 5 live reveal leaves viewers baffled at lack of consumer focus. What does that even mean? Anyways, what does that even mean? I don't get it. But yeah, no sports. How weird has that been for you? Like, completely nothing.
I don't know. I've cut the cord for like over a year.
Yeah.
And so I haven't really watched as much as I usually have.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I've been preparing for this.
You knew it was coming. Yeah, I go to check my sports app and I'm like, there's no reason to do this.
Yeah. So now I will say, like, checking the internet, my checking the internet takes a lot less time now.
I get the adorable little Google things that I get when the Lakers play. It'll pop up, like, it's really cool. It pops up. It's very small on the screen and it says Lakers and it'll have the time for that game. Mm-hmm. Now it pops up and it just says postponed. But I'm like, so if this was a normal day, I would be getting ready to watch the Lakers play the Timberwolves.
Right.
Or I'd be getting ready. I didn't get to talk about it last week, but I was so invested in this Lakers season. I think I counted it out. I had watched from start to finish 37, or it was between 30 and 35 games all the way through.
Which is impressive since all those games start at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I had many of sleepless, irritable nights, and I had watched them all. And I was, the Lakers were good again, so were the Mavs.
Right.
I was like, holy, we're about to have the Lakers and the Mavs in the playoffs. We're about to have a good season. So excited. The Lakers had just beaten both of the best teams in the NBA, or two of the better teams in the NBA. The best team plus another, the Clippers. They beat the Clippers and the Bucks. It's like, here we go, pumped up. And season, who knows now. Because when they come back, it won't be the same.
Right.
It's like, whoa. And then, of course, everything after that just spiraled down. I had tickets to 2 different Rangers games that are now...
Yep, up in the air.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, okay. One of them was June 1st. That might happen? I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think baseball. I think July. I think all the stuff's going to come back sometime in July.
Right.
But I don't know. It's being drugged. Like, it's being so slow. Like, new case, new case, new case, new case. It's so slow. Part of the reason why China is on the upswing of it right now is because everybody all got it in like 2 months. 2 months. Everybody got it.
That's why we should all say fuck it and just go have a big orgy in the middle of the street.
Yeah, it'll, yeah.
Let everyone get it.
I don't see, and I'm not trying to preach that message because I don't know if that's right either. I don't know. Maybe stretching it out is correct.
But the scary part is, like, this isn't going away.
No.
This will be back next year. So if you completely isolate everybody, it's going to be the same thing next year.
Yep. It's not going away until we have a vaccine. They did a trial on somebody in Washington already.
Yeah, and they now have Corona.
15. Well, we talked about that last week. Remember the AIDS thing?
Yeah.
It's like, how does that work? And then here this lady is doing a trial for the Corona vaccine. I'm like, so this chick... She took the vaccine. She's going to wait a couple days, I guess. And then they try to give her the virus, I guess. I don't know. How do you test it?
That's a good question.
Did it work? I don't know. Give her Corona. Oh, she got it. It didn't work.
Oh, she gone.
Yeah.
Next.
Like, oh, man, that's terrible.
Bring in the monkeys.
I mean, I know they can take your blood and do that. That's how they do it. But it'd be a lot more fun if they just stuck you with the virus.
We're going to monitor you for about 48 hours and see what happens.
Bam.
You may die a horrible death.
Yep.
But you signed off on it, so.
It's your fault. What? I think I'm sitting here reading this Bill Gates thing, and it says, healthcare workers may get a coronavirus shot within 18 months.
Damn, that's a long time.
I need to stop reading the news, folks. I'm sorry.
Just making more sad.
I'm sorry, there is nothing. Well, here we go. Nope. What the fuck? Diane Kruger sent Norman Reedus. For those of you that don't know, that's Daryl from The Walking Dead. Out for coronavirus supplies. It's just ridiculous right now. Trying to make an outline, trying to do a show, trying to get the message across that we want to get across is pretty difficult when it's all this garbage. And it's not garbage, it's just, it is what it is. And I mean, of course, all the media outlets, they feel like they have to bend the story towards the virus or they're not doing their job, which just bores me. And I'm like, come on, we still got to have stuff going on, but maybe we don't. Maybe we don't have anything going on. Maybe we are that bad. I'm sorry, listeners. I'm trying not to. And I'm thinking about how the NBA guys all got testing kits and we didn't get testing kits and all the rich people get it. The poor people don't. I'm also thinking about the asymptomatic people who don't have symptoms that are just walking around spreading the virus. And I just don't know. I don't know, and I'm glad I'm not an infectious disease expert. I would never want to be one, and I would never want to make these decisions. It would be too much for me to handle. And I bet you're tired of hearing my voice. We got an advertisement for Gatorade Protein Bar. That's where we are right now. Gatorade and protein bars. Don't worry, they're not out of them. Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about the toilet paper crisis.
Why do you need so much toilet paper?
I don't know, man. That was a thing that I didn't think was real, and then it blew up fast.
Same thing with drinking water. Why do you need so much drinking water?
You know, people, I don't know. And then we waited 3 days after the grocery shopping nightmare. We waited 3 days and got everything we needed.
Right.
No problems.
Right, because then they can order the shelves full, because there is no shortage. It's just people are buying out of fear, so it just depleted the stock.
That's a very strange thing. I don't get it.
Like, none of this stuff has stopped like being manufactured. Just people are, oh, I gotta have everything.
Right.
Also, you can buy a filter, pour your tap water, and you'll be fine. Don't need all that that bottled water.
Uh-oh. This show, hopefully this dies next week because we cannot do another podcast with me in front of the computer. Got to put Chris back over here. Chris, I don't know. We got to.
Do you want to watch Black Monday?
No, because I'm sitting there, the next story. It says, new study says high temperature and high relative humidity significantly reduce the spread of coronavirus. How the do you know that? Did you put it in a little petri dish and make the humidity higher? Oh, look, it's not spreading.
Oh, it's summertime. What happens to the flu?
Yep. And that's from AccuWeather. I trust them on my medical news. Oh, my God. Ooh, Senate Democrats' coronavirus bailout plan could give each American $4,500.
Holy shit. Per month.
Yeah, I need that right now. $4,500, dude? I'm buying a new set of golf clubs. Let's go. Are golf courses closed during the coronavirus?
That's a good question. I feel like you could have the 6 feet of distance and
easily
not have 10 people in a group.
Yeah. Yeah, easily. You just, you know, delay the start times. Yeah. That's probably a safe place to be. You can't touch anybody or see anybody. Get hit with a golf ball. Anyways, yeah, I don't know, man. I've said anyways 1,000 times today. I just don't know. And finally, we can end this madness talking about Tom Brady is now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
And that is the official end of the world announcement.
And this thing says why Tom Brady chose the Buccaneers over the Raiders. I cannot wait to see how he does, because I don't want to say he's a product of the system, but at 41 years old, you're going to be a product of the system no matter where you go.
Right.
Because you don't have the athletic ability. I don't care how much vegan stuff you eat.
Also, he's going to die of the virus, so it doesn't really matter.
Ooh.
Calling it now.
Ooh, Tom Brady got the virus. Uh-oh. President Trump just signed a bill right now into law, whatever the fuck it is. Also, it said the first member of Congress, I don't have the name, but has tested positive.
About time.
Damn, dude. There it is. Up, Representative Ben McAdams. I don't know what state he's in. McAdams' statement on illness. On Saturday evening, after returning from Washington, D.C., I developed a mild cold-like symptoms and consultation. In consultation with my doctor. In consultation with my doctor on Sunday, I immediately isolated myself in my home. I've been conducting all meetings by telephone. My symptoms got worse and I developed a fever, a dry cough, and labored breathing. I remained self-quarantined. On Tuesday, my doctor instructed me to get tested for COVID-19, and following his referral, I went to the local testing clinic for a test. Today, I learned that I tested positive. I am still working for Utahns. I guess that's the possessive for Utah people. And pursuing efforts to get Utahns the resources they need as I continue doing my job from home until I know it's safe to end my self-quarantine. I'm doing my part as all Americans are doing to contain the spread of the virus. There you go. Utah Senator. He has the virus. The virus. Yeah, a lot of people were mad at our mayor, Betsy Price, here in Fort Worth because she didn't ban the restaurants fast enough.
No matter what you do, you're going to get a lot of hate.
Right now, yeah. I'm like, you're kind of pooping on the businesses too. It's like, hey, I know you just opened, but bye. Good luck.
Yeah, we know you won't be opening back up.
Yeah, it's just like, man, you got to, like, in our country, in life, money kind of takes over everything. And I hate when people say, money doesn't matter that much. It's like, have you lived in a car? Have you had a kid and lived in a car? No? Then I'm going to say that it does matter that much. Not everybody has credit cards that they can just pay everything for and hope everything works out. Oh, everything works out as God intends, sir. It all works out, Rudy. It all works out. But I just, I hate that. Like, money rules our country. Money kind of rules life, I bet. I bet in other countries it's the same way. The rich are better than the poor. The middle class pay for everything, don't we?
Yep, it's fine.
Yeah, we pay for everything. But nah, I'm just kidding about that. But maybe I'm not. But yeah, I just, whatever. I think that, you know, do what you feel like you need to do. Stay away from everybody. Don't give it to old people, especially. Just do what you got to do.
Stay away from Paul Scheer.
Does he have it?
Well, he's got that fucking nasty mustache.
Oh, yeah, that's gross. Don't listen to podcasts, because that's all we're going to talk about is coronavirus. I'm wondering if The Office Ladies is going to be delayed now since they can't record because of the coronavirus.
That's true. Hollywood is shut down.
Yep. I'm going to be like, no, I haven't caught. So on We Hate Movies, they have a backlog. Like, they record 4 to 5 weeks in advance. So I haven't got to where the virus is with them yet. We'll see what happens with that.
Right.
And I caught up to, there's another one that I love. If you guys like nerd stuff, movies, and mainly movies is what they do in TV shows, called Nerd Soup. I love those guys. They talk about the virus. But they're like, oh, everything is paused. We can't do a show anymore. We have nothing to talk about. So then they talked about Tom Hanks getting the virus. It was pretty boring, but I think it's pretty boring for everything. Even the damn sports podcast, they don't have a choice because they're talking about the draft. They're like, well, we don't even know if the draft's going to happen.
Right.
Or when, where. The NBA, I mean, we're almost to playoff time here. What, April? Yeah, almost to playoff time. And then when your team doesn't make the playoffs, you're thinking about the draft because, you know, it's like a month away. And the free agency and all that, like, it happens pretty quick.
Right.
Nope. It's all paused. Like the lottery thing, that happens in April, right? Yeah, where they do the lottery. Mm-hmm. When's that going to happen? I don't know. Anyways, they don't even know when it's coming back, how it's coming back, blah, 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 blah. And, ooh, here's something from entertainment. We're going to end on this note. Marvel's Deadpool will have no connection to the Fox movies.
Oh, thank God.
So, Marvel is rebooting X-Men and Fantastic Four with new actors. Duh. Ryan Reynolds will continue to play Deadpool. Deadpool already had 2 solo adventures back in Fox. According to We Got This Covered, sources say Reynolds' character will undergo a soft reboot, enabling Marvel to more tidily fit him into their own sprawling On-screen mythos. Okay, cool. Why don't you just use the little teleport, the time machine thing, and be like, I'm in another world.
That's true.
Come on, Marvel. Have some fun with Deadpool. Don't be so stick in the mud. Anyways, you got anything else, Rudy?
Nope, that's it. Maybe have a division next week? We'll see.
Yeah, we got to figure out where they stand, where we stand, and where their business is. And I definitely don't want to block anybody from doing their business right now, or even ask anybody to. I don't even know. Like, I don't know if I'd be panicking. I mean, I can't imagine.
Nope.
It's like, hey, you can't have people in here anymore. Should I panic? Nah, I'm good. Oh, I wouldn't want to be a small business owner right now, even though it would be the coolest thing in the world. But anyways, thanks, everybody. Sorry this was pale and depressing.
I'm sorry this was a pale ale of casual lit.
Yeah, yeah. No, we've got better things coming ahead. We got all that virus crap out of our system. Hopefully we can find some news that's not related to the virus. Maybe we'll do a whole thing. I'm trying to get Chris to do a remote thing with me. He'd never replied back to me. Because I was like, hey, we can do a remote thing and do some video game stuff. Maybe we can do that. Try to get some movies in here, too. I asked Bray to do Queen of the Damned. Because that movie's so bad. Oh, my God. That would be fun. But now I want to do Mario Brothers. Anyways, we got stuff coming. We will take care of you. We promise. Y'all have a good whatever the heck it is you're doing.